Good evening.
Good evening.
As always, my dear friends, you are out of boring of thought for others. It is indeed commendable, and we, of course, thank you from our world that you give of your time to think of others. I, on behalf of many, say thank you. It is, of course, good to join with you once again, that we come together, albeit in small numbers, that we join this time in order for you all to grow. Sometimes I feel you are puzzled, my dear friends, by your own individual spiritual developments. But I say to you, do not allow those thoughts to gain entry into your physical thinking, because only those of us from our world know how much you have grown spiritually. Do not be too harsh on yourselves. All of you are treading the pathway that is meant for you at this particular time in your existence.
It's very nice for us to have your reassurance on that.
Yes, you are inclined to have doubts, but do not allow them to take hold. It is understandable, and we do understand, my dear friends, that sometimes when life becomes troublesome, it is difficult to rise above all of these happenings. But I say to you, redirect that thinking into something more positive, and then you will begin to see results from that thinking. You notice, my dear friends, how often I return to the subject of thought and thinking. It is only in order for you to become more aware of the tremendous power which you have within yourselves.
Yes, I think we're beginning to learn that And I think we're so much more convinced now that mind is really everything. And the power, of course, is connected with mind.
All of your life is thought. You cannot exist, my dear friend, without the power of your thought. Remember that your thought is creative. It is a great part of your physical life. Therefore, you must begin to understand, accept, and acknowledge that power which it has for you. You understand?
Yes, happily there are a number of individuals in the world who are recognizing this. Our learned societies perhaps have some way to go because of the very much intellectual thinking, but there are signs that many people in the world are recognizing the true power and nature of mind.
Yes. Over time, I have given you many analogies of a seed that is sown. That is all you need to do for others. Then it becomes their responsibility, not yours. Once the seed is sown, you must let it go. You have done what you have to do. Then the responsibility lies with how you deal with your own thinking. That is the great responsibility of your physical lives. Responsibility for all that you think and what you do. I am sure you agree with those words.
These are wise words.
And even those who are, say, mentally impaired, I think we have gone over this a little bit before, mentally impaired, their thinking is still, that's their responsibility, even though perhaps they're not thinking as a
same.
Yes, whatever person would.
Yes, you must separate the spirit from the physical condition.
Yes, of course.
There are many conditions in your world which affects the clear thinking of individuals.
Yes.
But the spirit remains unharmed. That is what you must try to focus upon.
Yes, that's my failing. I tend to think sometimes too physically.
Yes, you have to learn to separate that spiritual aspect, which after all is the part that continues, that survives the physical condition. So always focus upon that and your understanding will then become clearer and greater.
Yes. Yes, thank you for that.
Yes. think for this time, we will have just some conscious discussions, if you so desire.
Could I just make the comment that I email a very elderly gentleman in Pennsylvania, America, you know, an old friend from my village in Gloucestershire, and he came to me one day. He said, "Where do you go every Monday night?" And I know he was a churchgoer. I thought, this is going to be difficult. And I wrote an email, and my wife said, "I think you overstated it a bit, but..." And he came back, and I said, "Would you like me to send a transcript?" And which I did. And he thought we were rather marvellous. And I thought, from what you just said, I'm going to send this transcript as well, because it's so meaningful for him as well. And it's very, very apt. And thank you very much.
Yes, I would say that that country is becoming much more spiritually aware. And this, my friend, is a good lesson for you. It teaches you that you must never predispose yourself toward another person will say or do or react to. You understand?
Yes, I do.
What I am saying.
Well, I did do that. You're right.
You are prejudging.
Yes.
Yeah.
What the other person,
yes,
might be thinking or saying,
yes,
or doing.
Especially if they are of a Christian or any other religion, I find myself being a little careful.
Yes.
You've got to lead in very gently.
Yes, I don't want to destroy what they have.
No.
You could say that was being kind, that was being thoughtful, but also, my dear friend, I wish to say it is you being a little fearful.
Fearful?
Yeah.
Because you anticipate a reaction from another.
Yeah.
Instead of being yourself, which you must, all of you, know and understand, you must be true to yourselves.
Yeah.
If someone cannot accept or refuses to accept, then that must stay with them.
Yeah. Well, I look forward to his reaction to this transcript that we should send him. Thank you.
Yes.
Perhaps I could bring another one into this discussion. I've been having much correspondence recently with one who I will name as William, and he has read the Selumet book, and is very keen to promote or spread the knowledge of the teachings, which is very nice. And he is in a position to do that. And he has... I just wonder... you have this great awareness. Would you be aware of the person I'm speaking of?
I, as you speak, am aware. Yes.
Yes.
I would say that anything that comes from any of us in spirit, we are most grateful for anything that can be given to a wider audience. We, of course, do not seek publicity, as you call it. We seek only to bring to many the truth of spirit.
Yes, well, I can certainly feel this happening. And,
yes.
I just wondered to what degree it might have been orchestrated from spirit.
Remember my words. There are never any accidents.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I was aware during this sequence of one particular synchronicity.
Yes.
Anyway, our friend has a concern and a question about claustrophobia. And he's wondering, I think, if it is always something carried over from a past life. And secondly, if it is proper to confront and attempt to deal with it.
Yes, I understand his question. Firstly, let me say this to you. All problems of a physical nature do not necessarily come from past times. But of course, you know, my dear friends, from even our experiences within this room of one of our dear friends, that when those problems surface in a lifetime and come from a past time, they need to be addressed. They need to be confronted, to allow, and let me say this to you, again, it is based in fear. So to allow the physical life now to be free of these fears, it is wise sometimes to face whatever the problems may be. I can tell you, his fears are from times gone, but also were exacerbated when he was a small child.
Oh.
I would say to this, our dear friend of correspondence, that it probably would help him to go back in time and face his fear.
Yes, this would be a self-monitored regression, going within.
It would be much better to allow someone to help him bring that time forward. It is a time for regression, if he truly wishes to abandon that condition. But it is something, as I have said, that has been exacerbated when he was a small child and mindful of small spaces.
Yes, I know. I know a number of children find their way sometimes into small cupboards and
yes.
Fearful.
It is sometimes within their own nature to make themselves afraid.
I'm sure.
But with some, that fear remains.
Yes. Well, thank you. He'll be very pleased to have that information, I'm sure.
Yes. But of course, his free will, his judgment is entirely his own.
Yes.
But he can be free from it if he so desires.
Yes, and perhaps still on the subject of human fears, at least it's connected. I have a question. I was talking with Graham today, who Sarah and Graham have sat with us many times.
I have noticed their worries, yes.
They have difficulties with young children and babysitters and the distance they are away at the moment. And
yes.
So they're going through a phase during which they would dearly wish to be here, but are not finding it possible just now.
No.
Perhaps I could read a question that they have placed.
My name is Andrew Smith, and I think you possibly are aware of what we're going to ask.
Hang on, wait a minute.
Yes, they have. It does concern this approximate time of the year 2012 again. As Andrew Smith is speaking at meetings concerning Earth changes around the year 2012, he claims great tidal waves will devastate coastal areas following a North Pole shift from current position to Tibet, and that Earth's axis of rotation will align to vertical, which will effectively end seasonal weather and make a moderate climate worldwide. This seems dramatic, with a great potential loss of life for people who are in the wrong places. My question is this. Is this speaker who claims his words are truth originating from a number of angels, whom he names, and spirit beings, and ones such as Mother Mira and the Count de Saint-Germain? He names a lot of people as sources of his information. It is our understanding that nothing is absolutely certain, and by positive thinking, such things can be modified or averted. Andrew Smith is in process of publishing three books called The Revolution of 2012. So, if you can add any comments to that subject, those comments would be gratefully received, because this gentleman seems to be saying a great deal and publishing books in support of what he's saying.
Yes. I understand your questions. It is not for me to say who should listen to spirit beings who come to others to, let me say, to judge them. That is not my part. But I hope that you know, my dear friends, I have come to this earth plane for positive reasons, to uplift, to deliver truth, and to help those that we possibly can. I would say there are many in your world who give information, and I will not use the word wrong, but I will use the words misguided. How many people who have listened to these words are now living with a fear?
Yes, indeed.
Yes. I cannot condone that kind of spiritual message. But in saying so, as I have told you all on previous occasions, this planet has an evolution which must take place. That there is no doubt. That cannot be averted. But there have always been what you earth people call tragedies on your planet. We view them slightly differently. Therefore, I say to our dear friend Graham, he must make judgment from what he hears for himself. I myself feel that it is unnecessary information which has been elaborated to bring fear to people.
Yes, I have that fear.
And also for monetary gain in writing these things.
Yes.
I had those feelings precisely, almost precisely.
Yes, of course.
The other thing is that there are so many names from spirit mentioned that this is not the custom to which, this is not the pattern to which we are accustomed. We are much more accustomed to
why would those of us in spirit wish to bring so much gloom and doom when the majority of us as spiritual teachers are trying to make earth and mankind much more positive in their responsibility for this planet?
And can their fear, if there's so many people
create reality?
Exactly.
Yes, that is the problem.
Yes, the fear itself can be such a problem.
Yes,
and
that is why you have to counteract this way of thinking.
And we are accustomed to your own mission. We are accustomed to White Eagle. We are accustomed to the custom to lodge teams of such ones coming through to one person.
No, I feel that perhaps, and I do not like to dismiss people, but I feel that somewhere there is some ego.
Yes.
Involved.
And to use one of your expressions, we should not readily accept something which sits uncomfortably.
Of course. Always I say that to you. Whatever I say, whatever any other spiritual teacher says to you, whatever you read, no matter what it is, if it does not feel right to you, then you do not accept.
So that would be the answer to the next question I was going to ask Sanimet, because Sarah, Graham's wife, had asked me to ask you if the group she was in was right. And so that would be the answer. If she feels comfortable there,
yes,
it's okay, and if she doesn't, then it's not.
I cannot say. Mm. I cannot interfere with her spiritual life. Mm. That is decisions which each one of you has responsibility for.
Yes.
But what I would say to them is that whilst they are concerned about what is happening with this planet, they are not living in the now.
Yes. Yes.
I hope that will help them. I am sorry.
I'm sure that will help. Yes, perhaps there are too many people endeavoring to make plans for the future and being guided by fears.
Yes.
And this is, as you say, not living in the now.
They should be living for this moment. Spiritually, you should live in each moment, all of you. Of course, there always will be changes to your planet. There inevitably will be many changes. You only have to look back in your history of time to see what changes have taken place.
Yes.
But you cannot live your earthly lives in fear.
That in itself is a valuable message.
Yes, I feel that is the point of what I say to you, that whilst you are worried, concerned, and you are not in the moment of time, you are not living as spirit at this time. I hope it helps them to begin to question and to try to understand the reasoning why someone should bring to them his fears and doubts instead of trying to bring more positive thoughts and upliftment.
Yes, I'm sure this will help enormously.
Yes. Unfortunately, there is always a problem with some people who are not looking to do spiritual work, although they would always dispute this and say that they do. But I can assure you, my dear friends, must use your own spiritual thinking to understand what is round and about you.
Yes. I'm very lucky to have you helping us along the way.
Certainly are.
I hope that has helped.
Yes, if they could just...
I will bring, or try to bring to them, some comfort, some peace of mind to allay any fears that this has brought to them.
If they could just tell that Andrew Smith that maybe he should start thinking positively to stop anything that he has...
I think they were looking for clarification of their thoughts and feelings.
I think that's the thing, if they had doubt, they obviously did have a bit of doubt, otherwise they needed to look for confirmation, and if there's any doubt, then that's obviously not right.
Do we have any more questions this time before I take my leave of you?
Any more, Paul?
I can't say I've formulated anything at the moment, I'm afraid.
Yes.
I'm always pleased that you remind us of the important words that we're supposed to keep. We do need constant reminders of. I should write them down and put them in my kitchen. Thought, fear, love. There's a core of words that you've got to constantly remind yourself of on a daily basis.
Yes, if you remember those things, write them down if you so desire. But always remember, love above all things, to love your fellow man. After all, you are all on a journey together.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
truth.
There's so much happening today that's good and that's positive.
Yes.
And that's loving. And these, I feel, are very exciting times.
Yes. I am happy that you have adopted that attitude of thinking. Because I am sure each one of you, my dear friends, understands now how powerful you all are, not only as individuals, but as groups such as these, how much good you can do. Like, you start every evening giving out thoughts for those in need. That spiritual light, my dear friend, is what we are trying to cultivate throughout all of your planet. And I am happy to say that even with your so-called disasters and tragedies, that the spiritual word and acceptance is slowly spreading.
And I would like to give thanks for the continuing wonderful synchronicities, which we now understand is a synchronizing of, of the two universes.
Yes, of course. That is wonderful to understand. Do you not agree?
Yes, indeed. And the recent book that has come my way, it was written 40 years ago by Helen Greaves, called The Testimony of Light.
Which only goes to prove, my dear friend, that truth is unaltered. Yes.
Yes, and having experienced the wonderful Bonneau communications,
yes,
mind-linked communications, physical being to physical being via spirit, this particular book is also mind-linked communications. In this case, a physical being with a dear friend who had passed to spirit.
Because, you see, mind is the very essence of spirit.
Yes.
That is the basis of it all. And is it not so simple when you use those few words, mind and spirit?
Yes.
Yes.
And it was so nice to discover this book, this account of mind connection, having had the Bonneau experience.
Yes. Yes.
It seems to connect extremely well.
We're still looking forward to our gift from Bonneau. I think he's working on it hard.
There are many parts of your jigsaw to put into place still. But, my dear friends, I wish to say to you, and thank you also for your time, your devotion to these meetings that we have. If only I could take you all now and show you the light that you have created within the spiritual realms of life, I am sure you would be quite pleased with your achievements.
Thank you for telling us.
And now, for this time, my dear friends, I will take my leave.
Well, it's been a wonderful communication, and there have been so many excellent teachings involved. Thank you so much for all that. Yes.
Thank you, Stanley.
Thank you.
I will always endeavor to help each one of you in any way that I am permitted. But even so, know, my dear friends, that I cloak you in spiritual love, in spiritual knowledge, and we will endeavor, especially in this coming year, to help you develop even further.